purchase required. Selection varies by location. U.S. only.
Coming up on a Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM, we will have the Emil's Hideaway pick six for you. Also, we'll talk some college basketball with Kevin Lehman, get you ready for a big weekend of NFL football and some bowl matchups. It's all coming up on Gym Class here on KGYM. And from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, we welcome you into the Gym Class here on KGYM for this Friday, the 21st of December. Our final broadcast Gym Class show before the Christmas hits on Tuesday. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer here today. Again, we'll be off on Monday and Tuesday. Back with you coming up on Wednesday of next week. Looking forward to bringing you some good shows, getting ready for especially Iowa State's bowl game, as Iowa State will take on Washington State a week from tonight in the Alamo Bowl down at the Saddle Dome. No, Alamo Dome. What am I thinking of? I'm thinking of Calgary. It's the Alamo Dome and the Alamo Bowl coming up next Friday. We'll have that for you right here on KGYM. We are presented by Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blairs Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Locally owned and operated, great place to stop on by. Bring your friends and family during the holidays. Great place to gather. That is Third Base at the corner of Blairs Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Really good show for you coming up. Close out the week and close out the pre-Christmas portion of the holiday schedule, as we have for you Kevin Lehman to talk some college basketball. And then also coming up, we will have the Emil's Hideaway pick six. So lots of good things to get to. Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Very happy that my Cohawks covered the 51-point spread last night.
Your 51-point spread that you instituted. By the way, I know we're watching bowl action here, and nothing says bowl action like a dancing potato. Go on.
That's the Idaho Potato Bowl.
That is correct.
Bahamas Bowl books.
No. The famous Idaho Potato Bowl. It's not the Potato Bowl. It's the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. Nothing says bowl fun like a dancing potato being shown on the sidelines.
I mean, that's one of the games we're going to pick on the Emil's Hideaway pick six.
So should we turn it off?
Well, one of these teams jumps out to a 3-touchdown lead. It's going to be pretty easy, isn't
distinct
it?
Distinct advantage coming up. We'll pick those here in about a half an hour or so. BYU taking on Western Michigan out of the MAC. I told the guys we got together for lunch today, our Christmas lunch. It was a lot of good fun out there. And I told you guys, I've watched more Mac football this week than I have all year. I'm becoming a Maction expert. And we're going to see another Mac team coming up in Western Michigan. Sands, hashtag row the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Past hashtag row the boat as they take on BYU. First bowl game of the day is in the books. Just went final in the Windy Bahamas, as it was Toledo falling to Florida International by a score of 35-32, and a fun, high-scoring affair down in the Bahamas. Our friend Brent Balbinot, probably not as happy.
Called a good game. I had to call a good game. I mean, it was entertaining.
True.
As a lot of these games are, some aren't so much, but we're going to see here in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl.
The famous Idaho Potato Bowl
game.
There you go.
You mentioned the lunch we had, and we talked a little about what each other is going to do on the holidays, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and why not? That's our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. What's a bigger deal in your family, Christmas Eve or Christmas morning? Thanks to Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. For me, it's evolved over the years. In my younger days, it was easy. Going to the in-laws on Eve, going to my folks on Christmas Day, period. But as you're getting to know It's getting tougher and tougher to get family together.
Absolutely.
I've got two kids, married, children. They have in-laws, cousins, whatnot. It's so difficult to get the family together, but it's Eve this year for me.
As a child, it was Eve because in our family, back in the day, we always opened the gifts on Christmas Eve. So as, you know, as a elementary school kid and as a teenager, heck yeah, it was Christmas Eve.
Are you jumping the gun if you open the presents on Christmas Eve?
No. Are we going to go down that road? Are we going to go down that road? No, I don't think. I think it just depends. We all were able to get together on Christmas Eve. That was the time. And so that's when everybody did it. And in our family, anyway, I'm not saying everybody is a generalization out there, just as far as our family was concerned. And so I looked forward to that. Now I guess it's more Christmas Day, I think. Watching that NBA all day. So I can comment on it when we come back. 319-366-1600, the Hertine & Stocker Jewelers text line, brought to you by Hertine & Stocker Jewelers. They are located on the Penn Mall in downtown Iowa City. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everybody at Hertine, everybody at third base, everybody as well at Emil's Hideaway, the sponsor of the poll question that you just gave out to everybody out there. They are located behind Taco John's and right next to the Home Depot on First Avenue Southeast. What we got going on here? We got NFL action coming up this weekend. A lot of playoff spots on the line. A lot of seedings on the line coming up this weekend. Some very big action, including games tomorrow. We got two games tomorrow. Doubleheader for you coming up. As that'll be beginning at 3 o'clock on 107.5 and 106.3 FM for you. As it will be Tennessee and Washington. Big game for both of those teams. They are right in the thick of things. And then I may have an eye on the Baltimore-LA Charger game from the name of the soccer stadium they're playing in this week in Los Angeles out there. Those are two big games coming up on Saturday. We've got doubleheader for you from Sports USA and Westwood One on Sunday. Begins with Houston at Philadelphia. And that'll be followed by New Orleans and Pittsburgh from the Big Easy. And that should be, both of those games should be very entertaining. Also, Buffalo and New York coming up for you. No, Buffalo and New England, I beg your pardon. Buffalo and New England coming up on Sunday from Sports USA. That's the first game as New England tries to wrap up AFC East title, umpteen number whatever, infinity. Because everybody else in the division is never any good.
College basketball coming up tonight on KGYM. Iowa State and Eastern Illinois. Eastern, I think, has a winning record. Not sure
Six and five, who
it has played. But that game coming up tonight on 1600 AM, 5:30 pregame. Of course, the Iowa women go to Drake. I anticipate that being a really tough game. Drake has been ranked, is not right now. And then Saturday at noon, Iowa and Savannah State. Will not be much of a game, but announced today, Connor McCaffrey out. He is in concussion protocol.
Yeah. I think they should.
The second time, I think.
Yeah, I don't think they should need him, but got to play the game. Got to play the game, as you said. And that's a noon tip-off tomorrow at Carver-Hawkeye Arena between Savannah State and the Hawkeyes. You mentioned Iowa State and Eastern Illinois. We got two really good high school games for you coming up tonight on KGYM beginning at 7:30. North Gym, now keep this in mind, North Gym, 107.5 FM. Girls top 10 battle, number 8 Prairie at number 7 unbeaten Washington. That one should be a dandy. Steve Dozer and I will have the call on that one. And then on the South Gym, 106.3 FM, boys MVC basketball, first ever meeting between Iowa City West and Iowa City Liberty from North Liberty. Coming up tonight, Zach Mackey and Eric Peterson on the call of that one. A lot of former classmates and teammates growing up going to be going squaring off tonight in that one because, as we all know, most of the student body from Liberty came from West.
That rivalry will just get richer and richer. Don't you expect?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot like the Kennedy-Xavier rivalry. I think that I think the administration will do a lot to make it a good rivalry, not to make it too mean-spirited or anything like that. And I know Kennedy and Xavier have really done a great job, their administrators, coming up with that. That you still want to beat the other side. Don't get me wrong. You still want to beat the other side. But, you know, not have it as the you know what I'm trying to get to.
Sure.
You know what I'm trying to get to there. But I hope that'll be the case, and I think it will be the case when they get things rolling down at Liberty tonight. 319-366-16.
Well, baseball news today, left-handed reliever Anthony Miller going to the Cardinals.
True.
We talked a little bit about that at lunch, and I think the consensus was good get if Miller's healthy.
If he's healthy, that's a terrific arm to have out of the bullpen. Indians just, man, they used him a lot over the years, and you wonder how much is left in the tank for Miller, but if he is healthy, he is definitely going to be another piece of the puzzle for the Cardinals, who are making a push to be, they have been a player, there's no doubt, in the National League Central, but to be even a bigger piece of the National League Central with the Brewers and the Cubs. So, should be interesting. And the Reds made a move or two, and everyone's waiting for the Pirates to do something, I guess, at this point. Got the pick six coming up in just a little bit. Also have for you Kevin Lehman coming up just around the corner here. Sad news today out of the Big Ten Conference. Longtime Indiana beat writer Terry Hutchins passing away, was involved in an accident. And now they say that he has passed away. Never met the man. Read many of his terrific articles over the years. And when you think pretty much of Indiana athletics and somebody who covered them for a long, long time, that seemed to be the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And just a sad, sad piece of news in the world of media and journalism today. And our best go out to his family.
I would concur with that. And every school has a guy or a gal like that who's seems to be an icon, been around for a long, long time, seen a lot, done a lot, written a lot, or announced a lot,
true,
as it were. So, yeah, I would echo those sentiments. And it just dawned on me. Did I say Anthony Miller? It's Andrew Miller.
Andrew Miller, yes. Andrew.
If I misspoke, I'm corrected.
There you go. Before the Department of Corrections got to
you.
And we enjoy everybody out there fact-checking as far as Mark and I.
Didn't get a note, but
are concerned. But you caught it right away. You caught it right away. A lot of Millers out there. A lot of Millers out there.
2325 on the text line.
Andrew Miller?
No. Wants to know the best high school player, boy and girl, you have seen this year. Well, you haven't done a lot of games yet.
No, we haven't seen everybody yet. Oh, that's a loaded question. You know, because we haven't seen like a Jake Hilmer yet.
DJ Carton was in town, and I don't know that you did that game.
I did not do that game. Yeah. Did not do that game. We will see Carton again in January down at the U.S. Cellular Center when his Bettendorf team takes on Washington.
Maybe ask again in a couple months?
Yeah, after I've seen everybody. After I've seen everybody.
Trey Hutchinson good at Linn Marum?
Oh, very good. Very good player. The Andrews kid at Kennedy, the Wetzel kid at Kennedy, both very good players. Obviously, Patrick McCaffrey, what he did the other night with 42 points was outstanding. Many good girls. We're going to see a lot of the top girls go at it tonight with Wash and Prairie on the same basketball floor. Mm-hmm. So I'd be doing a disservice if I said right now, am I ducking the question good enough?
No, let's get the whole body of the work in the can first.
Yeah, ask me in mid-January. By the way, before we get to a break, I want to throw congratulations out. Tonight, I will not be there, which is killing me, but Kennedy and Jeff doubleheader tonight. Hall of Fame night for Kennedy early this year. And two members going into the Hall of Fame that I'm pretty darn close to. One, Josh Jollis. Congratulations to Josh. Played football at Iowa State. Coached Josh since he was knee-high in baseball and basketball. And tickled to see he's going into the Hall of Fame tonight. And then Courtney Strait, both in the class of 2012, going in tonight as well. And the very first friend older son Ryan brought home from elementary school to play with was Courtney. So I've known Courtney for a long
time. Wasn't a date or anything like
no,
that.
No, no. They were like six.
Courtney just signed a deal overseas, didn't she?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
I know both those.
Terrific. She played at Truman State. And, of course, Josh went to Iowa State. You tried to tackle Josh a few times.
I ran into Josh several times. Back
in the day. Me ran into you.
We ran into each other. I mean, he probably tackled me. I don't remember. I don't know.
Thank you.
You forget those things.
Another guy on the list from my era, Ron Dearborn.
Yes.
A great diver, and I think maybe gymnastics as well. Class of 76. Really had a good – I'm surprised he's not in yet.
Mm-hmm.
But he's in the class tonight as well.
Congratulations to all the Hall of Famers over there. At Kennedy tonight. 3:19, we're going to take a break, come back. Kevin Lehman will join us, and we'll talk about college basketball and get caught up in that world when we return after this here on KGYM.
Find great gifts for everyone on your list during Menards' Christmas sale. Get the performance you need with Masterforce products. Masterforce gives you professional quality hand tools that get the job done faster and easier. Plus, they come with a lifetime warranty. The 220-piece mechanics tool set includes sockets, ratchets, extensions, and more. It's just $178.99 during Menards' Christmas sale. Prices are good through December 24th. Plus, a Menards gift card is always a great gift idea.
Four seasons greetings to you all from Menards.
Treat that special someone this holiday season with a gift from Elevate Salon and Spa. They have endless gift-giving ideas. If you can't decide, an Elevate gift card is always an excellent choice. This little beauty comes stylishly wrapped and ready to place under the tree or in a stocking. This week only, get a free flat iron or blow dryer valued at up to $100 with a $100 product purchase while supplies last. Elevate their holiday with a gift they won't forget from Elevate Salon and Spa. Edgewood Road and Blairsbury Road.
Doing HVAC work has given you some good opportunities. Now, how about an even better one? Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is looking to represent residential commercial HVAC workers. Being with 263 means you're part of the union, and union jobs offer better pay, better benefits, and better job security. Those are things that mean a better life using the skills you already have. Work with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263. Give Rick a call at 319-721-9414. 319-721-9414.
Is she driving you crazy planning this wedding? Tell her about the Z102.9 Wedding Show, Sunday, January 13th at the DoubleTree by Hilton in downtown Cedar Rapids. She can talk to vendors and watch a fashion show. It's free. Find out where to get a registration card and other stuff at KGYMradio.com.
Back in the gym class on KGYM here on this Friday. Scott, Mark, Kyle with you here. We got Iowa State and Eastern Illinois coming up at 5:30 for you. B.B. King makes me talk like I'm laid back.
I love the blues.
There you go. A little Christmas blues for you. 5:30, Iowa State and Eastern Illinois at 1600 AM. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn will continue on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, by the way, beginning at 5:30 for you, 5:30 until 7 o'clock on the FMs only. And then tonight, high school basketball. We got the big girls matchup, Wash hosting Prairie on 107.5 at 7:30, and then on 106.3 FM at 7:30. It'll be Iowa City West at Iowa City Liberty in boys basketball. Speaking of basketball, Kevin Lehman set to join us right now. Joins us usually on Thursdays, but it's a special Festivus edition, if you will, of basketball talk here today on a Friday. Happy holidays, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on this Friday. It's another day in paradise.
I was really it was really fun for me as a co-grad last night, Kevin, to watch Co on national TV, even though it got whooped by 50. It was just so much fun. And during the course of that telecast on FS1, they're really kind to Co and put up a graphic of notable alumni. And it was, and I wouldn't argue with this, Fred Jackson, Marv Levy, and one Bill Fitch. Now, Fitch was a couple years ahead of my dad at Wilson High School, so I've heard about him and known about him for a long time, but you have a story about Fitch.
Well, we're doing the same thing for, I've got the North Dakota game at Northern Iowa tomorrow, so we're doing a graphic on the North Dakota coaches. So you've got Fitch, Bill Fitch, who coached North Dakota. He coached a guy named Phil Jackson. We know went on with the Bulls and the Lakers, and also Jimmy Rogers' staff at North Dakota went on to coach the Celtics along with Fitch. But here's my story about Fitch. And you know, I didn't realize he was a Cedar Rapids. I knew that he coached at Co. But, Mark, you know Jersey Jeremiah, the associate AD at Northern Iowa for years. Well, Jersey evidently was Bill Fitch's assistant when Bill Fitch was the basketball coach at Co. And Jersey likes to tell this story. You know, Jersey's a football guy. Coached Iowa's AD at Kansas State. In fact, I never went anywhere recruiting that someone did not know Jersey Jeremiah. His Fitch story is Jersey's the assistant, and they're not playing well, Co, at halftime, and he's outside the locker room with Fitch, and Fitch says, I could do something to wake this team up. And Jersey says, what are you going to do? And Fitch goes, just go with it. And Jersey says, what are you going to do, Coach? Just go with it. They go inside the locker room, and Fitch starts berating his players about how bad they're playing. He looks up at Jersey Jeremiah and says, and that's the worst scouting report I've ever seen. You suck as an assistant coach. It gets better, Mark and Scott. He pulls out a starter's pistol and shoots Jersey in the chest. So Jersey drops over like he's dead because he went with it. And that's his Fitch story.
If a coach did that today, it'd be over.
What would be three things you can't do in 2018 for 100, Alex?
But my question with the Jersey always was, well, how'd you play in the second half? And he said, great. After that, after they got with the initial shock of the assistant being shot in the locker room, they were great.
Yeah. Motivational tool, but probably things you can't do a whole lot now. Can't do now.
I understand Bill Fitch was quite a character in all his coaching stops, and so he has been a little bit of everywhere. He's coached, you know, he won a championship with the Celtics with Bird. He coached the Rockets, the Nets, the Clippers, Cavaliers. I think he was even a coach at Minnesota after he was at North Dakota, and of course Coe College.
Had a very long tenure and still well thought of. I know you were looking at a
list. Still kind of checkered, though. I mean, he's got a losing record in his NBA career, but he won two championships and still highly regarded despite the record.
There's a lot of guys in the NBA got losing records. But here's another one, guys. We did the coaching tree for Northern Iowa. So we're coming up with Greg McDermott at Creighton, Nick Nurse, Toronto Raptors. And of course, we're doing Brian Jones because he's coached North Dakota. Throw in Darren DeVries at Drake, Brooks McGowan at Upper Iowa, Robbie Severdine at Dubuque, Troy Mullenberg at Ellsworth. There's quite a long coaching tree from the Northern Iowa guys who have played for the Panthers.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. Well, tomorrow, well, let's talk first of all about Iowa State because they're going to be on the court tonight against Eastern Illinois. Final tune-up before the Big 12, and it sounds as though we could see Iowa State at full strength for the first time this year. How important is it for Iowa State to get Wigington and Solomon Young out there in the last non-conference game?
Oh, I think it's huge. They got to get on the court because, you know, you can be in great shape, but you got to be in game shape and to get – some continuity with your teammates is big for the Cyclone team. I thought I expected to see Lindell Wiggins a little bit earlier, but they were going to be really careful with this ankle. And we know this guy's going to be an NBA player. He's going to give him some great offense in the backcourt, take some pressure off Nick Weiler-Babb. And I'm interested to see what they're going to do with Solomon Young because Michael Jacobson has played tremendous for the Cyclone team, and so has Mariel Shayok. Shayok's second in the Big 12 in scoring. He's shooting it at 53%. He's been playing big time along with Jacobson, so they've got to find some ways to get Young in there. But looking back at that Iowa game, guys, they could have really used the Cyclone Solomon Young against that big front line of Cook and Garza when they played the Hawkeyes. So I think he'll be a huge addition also.
We had a poll question yesterday, Kevin, on whether legislators should get involved in requiring Iowa and Iowa State to play UNI and Drake. And perhaps you know Jeff Danielson from the Waterloo area. I don't know if you do or not, but he's the legislator saying that he's going to introduce this legislation when the session resumes here shortly. I'll ask you the same question.
Oh, if they should be involved?
Yeah.
I like the fact that we're getting a little conversation about it. I doubt it's going to go anywhere. And no, that's probably not what we're paying him for. But remember, guys, I was in college when that football series started with Iowa State and Iowa
mm-hmm.
in 1977. I remember that game well for a number of reasons. It's one of those games I think I didn't go to sleep the night before being a college student, actually a grad student at that time. You remember those days. But there wasn't the legislature get involved in the renewing of the football series between Iowa and Iowa State?
It did. Bill Reichardt, former Iowa player, was involved when he was in the legislature.
I doubt this will get much traction. You know, we talk a lot about this Big Four classic going away, and it's just the way scheduling has changed. And I don't see the teams playing the foreseeable future. A lot of people saying, why doesn't Northern Iowa go play at Carver Hawkeye, go to Hilton? And I'll give you a story about Eldon Miller. When I got on his staff, a lot of friends called me from the Power Five schools, Texas, Arkansas, wanting to play two for ones. And Eldon would always say to me, it took me about three times to learn not even to go into his office after those calls. He said, you tell your friend I schedule two games at a time, one at his place and one at mine. Otherwise, it's not fair to your players. Of course, that was years ago. But that's the only way Eldon Miller would do it. He would not play guarantee games at Power Fives. He would only do it if he got a return trip or a neutral court. I do remember playing Georgetown when they had Mutombo and Mourning in Vegas on a neutral court. That was right before we played Iowa up in the Unidome.
I remember that game.
Why shouldn't you and I do a two-for-one or a three-for-one?
Well, if they get a return trip, Mark, I think they'll do it. But right now, I don't know if there's any talk about a return trip from Iowa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
the
problem.
I think what you're seeing is Ben Jackson kind of dig his heels in and say, hey, you got to come back here. And I think in today's, 25 years ago, Eldon could get one-for-ones. But I think in today's world, the mid-majors, you're looking at two-for-ones and three-for-ones. So that could happen in the future. We'll see what Coach Jackson does because we know Drake in Northern Iowa, it's really hard to schedule if you're a mid-major team at this point, the way college basketball has evolved.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. Before we leave Iowa State, I wanted to ask you about this. Latest mock drafts. A couple of them have Talon Horton Tucker in the first round, late first round.
Really?
Could that be an opportunity? I mean, is that something for people to think about, to have in the back of their minds a little bit, or just people just throwing that out there nationally?
Well, you know, I think about that, Scott, is the rule now that you can test the waters and talk to NBA people to get the feedback. This is an example why that is such a good rule change, because Taylor Horton Tucker can get the feedback he needs and find out, hey, is this for real? Am I going to be a first-round draft pick? Because, you know, the big money is in those franchise rounds early. And the second round is not guaranteed. So around, you're not in a good shape. But to be able to work out for those teams, to get the feedback, them to project where you'd be drafted. And we saw Lindell Wigginton do it last year and decided to come back. We saw Tyler Cook do it and come back. So I think this is a great rule to answer that question you're talking about when names are getting thrown out there early in the season. I mean, he is a talent. We saw that even when he came into Carver Hawkeye in the game where they let him just go one-on-one, isolation, and that's what the NBA is about. 7-foot wingspan, a little undersized at 6'4", 6'5", but he's got a little bit of a Charles Barkley look to him.
Yes, he does. And can dribble. Charles couldn't dribble like Horton Tucker can.
Yeah, good point. And, bringing that point about Charles Barkley, I had a great visit with Dan Marley, the Grand Canyon coach, Wednesday night. Great guy. He's got a good program going there. But we talked. I asked him, you've been through, Dan Marley, as a player, a coach. You know, he's been on Olympic teams. I said, what's your greatest memory? And he said, for sure, 93, when they had the Suns had the best record in the NBA, and they got beat by the Bulls on that John Paxson shot. Mm. Most of us remember from that era. That stuck in his mind. He didn't hesitate. He said, that is the year that he had the most memories of. And here's a stat for you. He led the NBA with 167 threes that season. Last year, that 167 threes would not even be in the top 25 threes made in a season.
Thunder Dan Marley. By the way, Grand Canyon, if people don't know, they've won 22 games the last 2 years. That may be the best-kept secret around. He's sitting on a gold mine in college basketball, Dan Marley. Well,
Alex Kuhn showed us a video of the home crowds down there.
Oh, they're crazy. And that place is amazing.
You know what else? They seat 7,000, and they're at 99.6% capacity, one of the tops in the nation as far as capacity in an arena. And I took my Nebraska Omaha team down there in 1998, Division II school. The enrollment was 1,000. Mm. We lost an OT. Today's enrollment is 22,000. That place is bursting at the seams.
Hey, Kevin, Iowa shouldn't have much trouble, if any, in its next two games against Savannah State and Bryant. I wonder if you are at all concerned about, as we head towards the Big Ten season, Iowa's depth with Cordell Pemsel out for the year now. Today we learned that Connor McCaffrey is in concussion protocol. Are you at all worried about Iowa's depth in a week or so?
I am not, unless they have an injury to that front line, and then it gets even thinner. Nunji with the red shirt, penciled out with the surgery. I like what Kreener can bring him. I like the fact that Joe Wieskamp can play that four spot seamlessly. So not a concern, but you know how basketball is, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody could go down the week, you can catch a knee in the thigh. There's a lot of things that can happen. But we've talked for years about too much depth on this Iowa team, and now we're talking about, are they going to have some issues with depth if they have some more injuries?
This whole Pemsel thing, this has been a roller coaster. Was slated for surgery, and then all of a sudden felt good for the Iowa State game. Hey, I can play one game.
And they needed him in that game.
And they needed him in that game against Iowa State and looked good and said, hey, we may be reconsidering this. And then all of a sudden it's back to surgery and out for the year. It's been a roller coaster, certainly, for the Dubuque-Wallert product.
Yeah, and you know, he's gone through so much, even through high school surgery. Just hope, wish him the best in a full recovery. But isn't it amazing that when that cross-state rivalry comes to town, all of a sudden your knee's feeling a little bit better, and he had an outstanding game. Really the emotional leader of this Hawkeye team, so someone's going to have to step in and take over that role of being the guy who gets the crowd involved. And he got in the face of a couple of Cyclones during that battle there at Carver Hawkeye, and really I thought some of his physicalness and his emotion really swung that game.
Nationally, Kevin, we're looking at UCLA and how hot the seat is becoming for Steve Alford. Decent enough record, but coming off back-to-back losses at home to Belmont and then getting drilled a couple nights ago by 29 against Cincinnati, which, by the way, is on Iowa's schedule next year.
Correct.
And now facing a game tomorrow at the United Center against Ohio State. What do you think?
I think the seat is really getting hot. And, they had the fires in California. Evidently, Steve Alford's home perished in those fires. So I feel bad for him in that situation because I'm sure he had quite a bit of memorabilia from his Indiana days.
Yes.
That was lost in that fire. But, it's not looking good for Steve out there because the Belmont loss at home, and you and I know Belmont is a really quality team out of the Ohio Valley.
Yeah.
But your average fan doesn't. I'm sure the average Bruin fan doesn't care that Belmont wins the Ohio Valley and goes to the tournament year after year when they come in and beat the Bruins. But the one at the Cincinnati was that was take, they got taken to the woodshed on that game.
Yeah, that was a 30-pointer right there. Gonzaga's lost a couple of games, and you know it's turning into your typical college basketball season. There are a lot
Duke.
Of
Well, which barely got squeezed by last night.
Duke just almost got beat by a good Texas Tech team at Madison Square Garden last night. But it's turning into the usual college basketball season as we go into the conferences coming up, where you got a whole handful, maybe even two handfuls of teams that can win this national championship.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago we were talking about you take Duke or the field, but it's looking like the field is the way to go now. And my son Grant, who just came in for our Lehman Christmas, gave me this stat. This is the sixth week of the poll, or the seventh week. I think he said since 2006, somebody in the top 10 on week 7 has gone on to win the NCAA championship.
Mm.
So if you're going to talk to Vegas, look, we got there, Kansas, Duke, Tennessee, Michigan, et cetera, et cetera. So if that holds true, those top 10 teams are going to be holding the gold trophy in March.
The Lehman family is big. Poll question today, KGYMRadio.com. What's a bigger deal in your family, Christmas Eve or Christmas morning?
Well, I'm like you guys. I'm getting older, so Christmas Eve is kind of where it's at. When you're a young kid, that there's nothing beat Christmas morning. And I know you asked me a couple weeks ago, Mark, who the best shooter was in the Lehman family.
Yes.
I forgot to mention, it's got to be Jenna, who just finished her career at Cole last year. She can outshoot any of us. And as you know, I've talked in the past, we rent a gymnasium for Christmas, so don't get in that lightning contest with Jenna or Sarah because they will drill you.
They're high draft choices for the Lehman Christmas.
Maybe the Lehmans play defense.
It's a foreign word.
Hey, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, Kevin. We'll make a time next week to get caught up because we're getting into Big 12, Mo Valley, and Big 10 play. Then coming up right after that. So here we go with big-time college basketball.
Guys, you guys have a great Christmas and enjoy your families. It's good talking to you.
All right. Thanks Kevin. Kevin. Appreciate it. Kevin Lehman, the coach, joining us here at 3:41 on this edition of the Gym Class in KGYM. We'll take a break, come back, get the panel assembled, and have the Emil's Hideaway pick six for you right after this here on KGYM.
You've been honing your group of friends for a long time. Selecting and keeping the ones who add flavor to life and leaving the rest behind. Quality over quantity, always. The same way Third Base has been refining our brews for the past 20 years. Maybe that's the reason good friends come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in over the holidays. Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Hugs at the arrival gate.
Hey, I missed you so much.
Seeing your best bud for the first time in a long time. Family and friends around the table. At Lincoln, we know the holidays are filled with moments like these. When we realize that the greatest wish of all is one that brings us together. In that spirit, we invite you into our home during the Lincoln Wishlist event. Where not coincidentally, we're making wishes come true with exceptional offers on the Lincoln family of luxury vehicles. The Lincoln Continental, the MKZ, the MKC, the new Nautilus, and the iconic Navigator. The Lincoln Wishlist event. Because wishes really do come true at your Lincoln dealer.
It's the most wonderful time of the year to get engaged with the diamond ring that comes with Yeti gear from Siebke Hoyt Jewelers. You know an engagement ring is an amazing way to start out the new year. And now it comes with Yeti gear. That's right. Now until we close at 3 o'clock on New Year's Eve, your jewelry purchase comes with Yeti gear. From the Yeti stainless steel wine glass and tumbler, all the way up to the Tundra Hall wheeled cooler. Or a 50-inch Samsung TV. And of course, as always, diamond rings always have incredible pricing at CP Hoyt. And with our no-worry financing options, you can get the ring of her dreams for a surprisingly low monthly payment. It's the holidays, and that means it's Pop the Question time. Only now, you get the incredible Yeti gear or a 50-inch Samsung TV with your purchase. We're CB Hoyt Jewelers, the place where Cedar Rapids rocks getting engaged with cool Yeti gear.
'Twas the holiday season, and in your garage, a brand new John Deere. That's not a mirage. With neighbors admiring your shiny new ride, it's your year for a deer to fill you with pride. So if additional offers are what you desire, see our low rates before they expire. Now start up your engines and drive out of sight. New John Deere equipment for all, and to all a good night. Make it your year for a deer. See your John Deere dealer today to discover more amazing deals and attractive financing offers.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. And our free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help you do something about that check engine light. If your light is on, the Fix Finder can help you find the likely cause for free, helping you save time and money down the road. And right now, we got great low prices on Lucas Complete Fuel Treatment at only $4.99 and Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer at only $10.99. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Back in the gym class on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 with you. And we got breaking news in the world of Major League Baseball. Big trade between National League clubs, Mark, as the Dodgers have traded Yasiel Puig, Matt Kemp, and Alex Wood to the Cincinnati Reds for pitcher Homer Bailey. Might be a little bit more. There's talk of international bonus money coming to the Dodgers, as well as some draft choices coming to the Dodgers. But it doesn't take a baseball expert or a crystal ball to figure out what the LA Dodgers' next move is going to be announced.
Well, they're going to try anyway with Bryce Harper. And immediate thought came to my mind, and I asked Todd, and we didn't get a chance to talk about it, but what it means for Scott Schebler of Cedar Rapids, who's been with the Reds for, what, a couple, 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
Started in LA, by the way.
Yeah, he did.
And I think he's got some competition in the outfield now, although I would expect Cincinnati to try to turn around and move one of those outfielders would be my guess. Matt Kemp would seemingly have a little bit of value. He had a nice bounce back here with the Dodgers. Jeter Downs is in that deal as well. He was in the Midwest League last year with the Dayton Dragons. He was the shortstop prospect, one of the top 10 prospects in the Reds organization. So the Dodgers are getting some
little
future
insurance
pieces back there as well. But as Scott alluded to, this is a move to clear a spot in the outfield and a lot of payroll for one Bryce Harper.
Reds, Reds already moved Billy Hamilton, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in Kansas City now.
Yeah.
In Kansas City. Ah, there you go.
We'll see.
Starting to heat up a little bit, so that's fun. And interesting. Interesting trade between the Reds and the Dodgers.
A lot more interesting than these games that we're picking.
No, I don't know about that.
Week.
I don't know about that. I like them.
I have to own the first one here. Sometimes the websites that I'm using are in Central Time, and sometimes they're in Eastern Time. And so we're picking the first game today, which was a 3 o'clock kickoff. I thought it was a 4 o'clock kickoff. Are you cheating? What is the score?
Yeah.
What is the score right now?
7-0.
7-0, assuming BYU has the 7?
Correct.
Okay. Well, they're a 12.5-point favorite in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. Scott, you were the winner last week, so with the advanced knowledge here that BYU only needs 5.5 more points to cover, what are you doing here?
He's winning about as many weeks as Megan Gustafson is winning Player of the Week.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Thank you for that.
She won't be at Kennedy's Hall of Fame induction either tonight. Oh, I'm
no,
sorry.
No, she won't be there either.
I mean to rip that scab off, Scott. I know you're very worried about that.
Oh, man. I like Western Michigan still in this game. That was off a short punt, a shanked punt there. I think Western Michigan, I'll take 12.5 points.
I don't know. Alex was talking about BYU today.
No hashtag, row the boat button.
No. But I'm going to take BYU.
I've decided this is too many points. I'm going to take Western Michigan to at least put a few on the board and keep it closer than 12.5.
The guy who didn't even know what time this game kicked off. I didn't cheat at all, haven't watched a second of this. I'm going to say Western Michigan. Why not? Knowing that my back is against the wall right now.
I'll go ahead and say BYU. I don't think Western Michigan's going to be able to score.
Maxion. Hi, Dave. How you doing?
Good.
Good to have you back.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Same to you.
What's up? What do you think?
They had one common opponent, and that was Northern Illinois. Western Michigan beat Northern Illinois by 7. And you may remember the Huskies won 7-6 at BYU earlier this year. So I think that's too many points. I'll take Western Michigan.
There you go. It's a nice even split right there.
The Armed Forces Bowl.
Almost 4-2. I'm sorry.
Army is a 3.5-point favorite over Houston in this one. And the winning team will be the new Secretary of Defense. Mark. It's a little Mattis humor there.
You ever heard of Mad Dog 2020?
I had a run-in with Mad Dog 2020 on a CAM bus one time when I was at the University of Iowa. And I'll leave it at that.
I'm not fooled by the name of this bowl or the fact that Army's playing in it. Give me Houston.
My gut is normally to say these high-powered offenses like Houston would run a team like Army out, just run over them. But I actually really like Army's matchups here. That defense is really tough. They're really good on third down and in the red zone. Give me Army.
I'll take Houston here as well.
Guys, this is the easiest one.
I was
going
to say, this is the guy that's going to know.
Houston on defense without Ed Oliver is down to their seventh string guys. They could not stop Memphis's goal line set the entire second half. They're without their quarterback, De'Aaron King. Army is very good. And then Houston has to try to prepare for that triple option. No chance. I think Army by 20+.
Why didn't you speak up sooner?
Yeah, no kidding.
Does that influence you, Dave?
I should have won last week, and then Alex would have been able to go first here.
Well, Army is the second best rushing team in the country with 303 yards a game. Houston lost their quarterback 2 weeks ago against Tulane.
Hell of a player, by the way.
And Texas.
How do you know this stuff?
Well, he was supposed to.
The AAC.
He should have won the AAC Player of the Year, but they gave the pity vote to Mackenzie Milton of UCF because he broke his leg.
Speechless. An interesting stat. Texas is by far Army's recruiting state. They have 23 players from the Longhorn State on their roster. And I think you'll see a great effort from the cadets. I'll take Army.
Is this game still played in Annapolis?
I think this is the one in Dallas.
Is it Dallas? Okay.
Or in Fort Worth.
It's in Texas.
Yes, it's played in Texas. TCU Stadium.
All right, I know there is one.
Iowa almost played in this bowl game a decade ago, and it crapped the bed against Western Michigan.
We all the last 1 o'clock kickoff in Kinnick Stadium, by the way. Boy, we have turned a corner in this one. I'm with Alex. Even before Alex's soliloquy, I was going to take Army, and I am now even more confident about Army in this one. I will take the cadets.
Our third bowl game, the Dollar General Bowl, your move, Family Dollar. Buffalo and Troy. Buffalo, a 2-point favorite here.
Buffalo's quarterback hasn't been great the second half of the season, and Buffalo is also the single worst red zone offense in the country. Troy's the 11th best team at getting takeaways, so give me Troy here.
I will take Troy as well, no particular reason.
3 in a row, give me Troy.
Troy is 13-2 against the spread in their last 15 games against teams with an 80% or better winning percentage. And the Sun Belt teams are 5-1 in the last 6 years against the MAC. I'll take Troy.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Scott.
Troy's a better football team, and they're playing in their home state. They're going to have a lot of folks down in Mobile. So I'm going to put the onus on you, Mark. I'm taking Troy.
I'm just thinking, who knows more, Alex, non-Power 5 football or Todd Minor League Baseball? I think it's a toss-up, but
both of those will land you working in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
I'm not going to bite. I like Troy, and I'm not going to change my mind.
All right.
Well, that's a wash. Whatever happens, that's a wash. The Hawaii Bowl, features Louisiana Tech and Hawaii. And it's a pick'em. And it's a home game for Hawaii. So give me the Rainbow Warriors.
Hawaii has a very good quarterback, and I like the way that they have played at home so far this season. It is tough to go change time zones and go play them on their home field. So give me Hawaii.
Well, this is La Tech's fifth consecutive bowl game with Skip Holtz, and he has a great track record in the postseason. This is definitely a game of contrasting styles, and I like La Tech in this one.
I like, I'm going to stick with Hawaii in this one, with the home field and with the time zone differential, although La Tech's already out there, so it's not a big deal, but I'm going to go with Hawaii.
If the home team is worth 3 points or something like that, that means Vegas thinks La Tech has a pretty good shot, and I'll ride with that, Louisiana Tech.
Couple
call
simple
Dave Koken and ask him what he does.
He's mad at Toledo right now.
Couple simple things. It's a pick'em game. Hawaii's at home, so that's in their favor. And Louisiana Tech is supposed to be relying on their defense. They're actually the single worst red zone defense in the country, so I don't think they're as good as they're supposed to be.
You said Buffalo was.
Buffalo's the single worst red zone offense.
Okay. All right.
So give me Hawaii here.
All right, let's pick a couple games people may actually care about here in Eastern Iowa. Detroit hosting Minnesota this weekend. The Vikings are a 5.5-point favorite on the road, Alex.
You know what? Minnesota with a lot to play for. Give me the Vikings.
Dave.
The Vikings fired their offensive coordinator last week because Mike Zimmer is bound and determined to run the ball. That decision proved to be successful last week as the Vikings ran the ball 40 times out of 63 plays. Minnesota has a lot more to play for, and I think they get the job done in a low-scoring event.
The Minnesota Vikings have been up and down more than the stock market here as of late. Give me the Detroit Lions and 5.5 points.
I'll take the spoiler Lions as well.
The Vikings have been up and down, but I think Dave nailed it. They're back to run first and moving off of that, so give me the Vikings here. They're back to being pretty good.
Mark, who does Minnesota have next weekend?
The Chicago Bears.
That's where Minnesota is going to make its hay. Give me the Detroit Lions. Speaking of the Bears, they are at San Francisco this weekend, correct, Mark?
Correct.
George Kittle and the 49ers are getting 3.5 points at home against the Bears, and George Kittle's receiving yards will be our tiebreaker this week, the former Hawkeye tight end Dave.
Well, the Bears clinched the NFC North and knocked Green Bay out of the playoffs, and they still have a shot at a first-round bye if the Rams stumble in one of their last two games. The 49ers are on another late-season run and have won two straight as home dogs. The Bears have not played well on the road, and San Francisco is not going to make it easy. Give me the 49ers and the points, and for 58 yards for George.
58. Dun, 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 dun. Bear defense is going to shut down the 49ers. 51 for Kittle. In honor of Dick Butkus.
As Todd alluded to, this is a tweener game, if I've ever seen one. And going to the West Coast is not appealing. I came in here wanting San Francisco, but I'm going to go with the Bears, and Kittle gets 85. That might be a first quarter number.
I think you look at how good each of these teams are, and you also look at what each of them are playing for, and I think that's on both counts very much in the Bears' favor. Give me the Bears here, and with Kittle, give me 65.
I think Chicago better get used to playing on the road in the state of California. This will be a good test for them here, what lies ahead in the postseason. I think the Bears can win this game, but I think it's going to be pretty close. So if they win it by 3, that means I win if I take San Francisco plus 3.5. Give me the Niners, and give me a big game from my guy George Kittle, friend of the show, I'm going to say George Kittle has 72 receiving yards, but at least one touchdown.
I think the Bears are going to be motivated. I think they cover the spread. But more importantly, I went over last week on the tiebreaker, and Scott won. So this is very simple. Give me one.
Young Alex, young grasshopper, learned his lesson. All right. We need six contestants at 319-366-1600. And if you have won in our contest over the last 30 days, please do not call in. Otherwise, you're eligible. 319-366-1600. 1600. Dave, thanks for coming down. Happy holidays to you.
Likewise.
All right. Stay tuned. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That's coming your way next right here on KGYM. Have a great Christmas, everyone.
Just like the Cyclones, the Kubota M-Series tractors have the power to get the job done. The participating Iowa Kubota dealers are proud sponsors of the Cyclones and invite you to stop by and test drive the full line of Kubota M-Series tractors. The Kubota M-Series are designed to provide farmers with a fuel-efficient, high-performing, and versatile tractor with excellent visibility, spacious, dependable, and up to 168 horsepower. The Kubota M-Series tractors have the power to tackle any job.
To experience the power of Kubota, visit CycloneKubotaDealers.com for a participating dealer near you.
Getting knocked down on the football field makes you tough, but getting back up makes you tougher. At Goodyear, we call that determination. A willingness to put in more hours, more reps,